Okay, Perek Dalet of Megillas Esther. As the story continues, every Perek so exciting, as we're so familiar, the Gzera of extermination already took place. Mordechai knows, he tears his begadim, and all the Jews throughout the lands are in mourning. What happens? Mordechai is walking around with sackcloth. The maidens see, they go to Esther and tell her that what's with Mordechai. She sends Mordechai clothing, and Mordechai doesn't accept it. And Esther says to Hasach, you know, what's going on here? Tell Mordechai. Ask Mordechai what's going on. And Hasach says back to Mordechai, what's going on? Mordechai tells him everything about the Gzera, and he goes back to Esther and says that Mordechai says that you have to daven and you have to ask the king. And Esther says back, what am I supposed to do? Everybody knows that if you go to the king without being called and you haven't been called by the king for so long, that it's immediate death unless the king stretches out his sharbit hazahav. Mordechai says, okay, I know that's the risk, but don't think that there's any other thing that you could do. If you're silent, Hashem's going to save Am Yisrael with some other way, and this is maybe the moment and the reason that you came to be a Malka. Esther says, fine, gather up all the Jews, fast, don't eat or drink for 3 days, and I will too, and then I'll go to the king. And Mordechai does that, and he commands everybody to do that. That is the Perek Dalet. So here we go, so much to say again on each of these psukim. And we do what we can. Well, Mordechai yada is kol asher na'asa. Mordechai knows. Mordechai yada. Everything that is known by Yikra, Mordechai is begadav, by Yobar slak va'efer. He tears his begadim, and he puts on sackcloth. What do you mean Mordechai knows? Rashi. Bal ha'chalom amarlo. Remember we said that it could be that the public letters didn't say exactly what was going to happen. But it was the private letters. So he found out. So how did he find out? The Baal HaChalom Amarlo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Shiskimu HaElyonim L'kach. Right? He had the Baal HaChalom. The Medrash has an unbelievable description of what was going on in Shemayim at this time when the Gzera took place. Says the Medrash right here in Esther Rabbah. Ba'osa Shah Ratz Elyo Zachor LaTov B'Vehala Eitzel Avos HaOlam. Elyo HaNavi runs to the Avos V'Eitzel Moshe Ben Amram V'Amar Lohem An Masai Avos HaOlam Redumim B'Sheina. How long are the Avos going to be sleepy? V'iyata mashgichem ala tzara, shebeneichem shruyim ba. You know, the tzara that your children are in, ki malachei hasharis, v'chama, v'levana, v'kochavi, v'mazalos, v'shamayim, v'ares, v'chol tzva amarom, bochim, b'mered, v'yatem omdim minege, v'einichem mashgichem. Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, you're not doing anything. Amru lo mepnei ma, they say why. Amalehem b'nei shenenu Yisrael misuda. Why are b'nei Yisrael worthy of this punishment? Like the Gemara asks in Megillah also. B'nei shenenu Yisrael misuda shalach hashverosh. Ubar v'zos nigzor aleim gzeiro lechalosim in ha'olam la'abed ezichram. Amru lo avram Yisrael v'yakov. Imheim avru al dasa kadosh baruch hu. V'nechtem ha'gzeirasam. Ma onu yecholim la'asos. What can we do? Chazer Eliyahu Amar Lo Moshe, Yiroa Naaman, Kama Pa'amim Amata La'Peres LeYisrael. How much Moshe you stood up for them? Ubidalta Gzeirasam Levilti Hashchis Shenamar Lule Moshe Bechira Amar Beperetz Matan Alatzar Azos. Amar Lo Moshe, Klum Yish Adam Kasher Boso Ador. Is there somebody in the generation? Amar Lo Yesh Ushmo Mordechai. Amar Lo Lech Vodio Kadesh Yamod Hu Misham Betfila Va'Ani Mikan. Unevakish rachimim aleim lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says, "Tell Mordechai he'll daven from down there. I'll daven from up here." Amar lo roa Naaman kvar nechtava igeres kliyal Yisrael. Right, there's already been a letter. Amar lo Moshe, what's the letter in? In betiti chatuma, is it in mud? Tfilaseinu nishmas. Then we can still daven. V'im bedam nechtama masha hayahu. If it's in blood, what is. Amar lo Mordechai, Elio says, betitu chatuma. What does it mean? Betit, all different pshatim. Well, we're not going to get into it right now. It's betit. Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu lech vehodiyo lo Mordechai miyad. Halach vehodiyo lo Mordechai. Hadu, dechsiv, that's our pasuk. Umordechai yadas hakol asher nasa. Vayikra Mordechai is begadav. And that's what happens. That's the medrash that introduces this parak. Wow. So, says the pasuk, Mordechai tears his begadim, vayobar shlech va'efer, vayetzi b'sochir, he goes into the midst of the city in public, vayizak za'aka gdola umara, and he cries out a cry, a painful cry. Where did that Lashon sound familiar from? Za'aka gdola umara. Of course, the Yalkut Shimoni here connects it, says, long time ago, Yaakov made Esav cry, za'aka gdola, and now our enemies are causing us to do as Akka Gdola. Vayavo al-Lefnei Shar HaMelech, he comes up to the Shar HaMelech. Ki in Lavo al-Shar HaMelech l'Vushsach, he can't go further. But this is what he is worrying. This is what he's saying. Why can't you go into the Shari Melech with a Vursak? So the Mitzvot David quotes a fascinating idea. Ein Rashai Lavolavni Melech Ba'ofan Hameir Eid Savon. You can't go in looking sad and upset. Even though you think about it, it doesn't make sense ethically. The king should be open to having the poor and the broken and those that need. So you could have rachmanis on them and take care of them. But the Achashverosh didn't want anybody who needed anything from him to come close to him. Right? Obviously the opposite of what the state of tefillah has to be when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be broken. We have to be dependent. In every country where the rule and the gzera got to, Eivel Gadol Ayehudim, tremendous mourning, Vitzom Uvachiyu Mispeid, Sak Va'efer Yutzal Arabim, was spread out the sak and the efer, the sackcloth and the ashes. Vatavona Na'aros Esther Vesarisea, the Na'aros of Esther came and reported this. Vayagidullah, they told her. What do you mean they told her? They didn't know that she was related to Mordechai, but it must be that they knew that she was friendly and she was connected to Mordechai. Mordechai was brought her, they knew there was some type of connection. So they told her, Vatis Chalchal Hamalka Ma'od. And the queen, Vatis Chalchal Hamalka Ma'od, she started shaking. She couldn't believe that this was happening. Again, every pasuk in this parak is darshaned in the Gemara on Tes Vav Amar Aleph. Vatis Chalchal Amar Rav Shapir Sanida. Right, Rav says that she became a nida. She lost it. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Shehutzer Chulin Kaveh. She had to go to the bathroom. She just lost her feeling. Okay, Vatishla Begadim Lahavish is Mordechai. She's shaky. She doesn't even know what Mordechai is doing, but she knows it's something serious. She says Begadim to give to Mordechai Ulu Hasir Sakome Allah Velo Kibal. He didn't accept it. What was going on here? Maybe Esther realizes what's going on. But she had the attitude of, it should be done in a private way, and privately I'll try to get to the king, I'll try to go, and Mordechai is saying, no, it has to be out loud, it has to be in a way that causes Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva, because that's what he knows that is the root of it. So he didn't accept her begadim. Vatikra Esther lahasach, Esther calls to hasach, misarisei hamelech, asher hamid lefaneha, from one of the sarisim of the melech that took care of her, that was the connection, who was hasach? So says the Gemara, right here, next phrase, Vatikra Esther Lasach, Amarav Hasach Zed Daniel. Daniel, who we're familiar with, right, he was with Nebuchadnezzar, now he's with Achashverosh. Maybe Achashverosh, the Mishmar Zazov says, Achashverosh knew that Esther was a Tsanua. He could tell, so he gave her Daniel, who was known to be a holy man. But then when Nikrashmo Asach, why is he called Asach? Shechatchuhu Migdula So. Because they cut him down from his Gedula. B'yamei Achashverosh, Rashi says, Shehari Baal Shetzar Hishlitu Tlasa B'malchuso. Baal Shetzar, if you remember, he split his kingdom into three. Daniel was the head of one of the three. V'chein Daryavash Amadai, Shenemar V'Allah Minhon, Sarchai Tlasa Di Daniel Chai Minhon, V'chein Koresh, Shenemar V'Daniel Hatzlach B'malchus Daryavash. Shemalach Achashverosh is not interested. Chatchu Midulasa, that's why he's called Hasach. Ushmuel Amar Shekol Divrei Malchus Nechtach In Alpiv. Hasach is like from the word Hey and Ches, Chatach. Everything was decided by him. So this is Daniel, possibly, that is here. If you look at Reb Nevinzal, he has a Remez Nifla. A Remez Nifla, it says in Macho Emche Ezecher Amalek. So Emche is Rashi Tevis, the people who helped defeat Amalek in the Torah. Emche, Aaron, Moshe, Chur, Hoshea, Binun. And also Emche, Esther, Mordechai, Charvona, and Hasach. Right, those are the four that were involved. So what happens here? So Hasach is told by Esther, go find out what's happening. The Medrash says, this is maybe a reference to the Luchos, Mizeo Mizeim Ksuvim. What did they violate? What's going on here? Vayetzi Hasach El Mordechai, El Rechov Ha'ir, Eshelefnei Shar HaMelech. Hasach goes out to the Rechov Ha'ir, maybe in a place to make sure that it's not overheard. Vayaga the Mordechai, it's Asher Karahu. Mordechai tells him everything that is happening. The Medrash picks up on the word Karahu, connecting it. What does that sound like? Karahu. Karcha, says the Medrash here in Esther Rabbah. Vayagal Mordechai Esesh Kol Shekaro Amar Lahasach Lech Amar La Ben Bino Shel Karahu Ba Aleichem Hado Dechsev Asher Karcha Baderech. Asher Karcha Baderech. Rav David Zal says this is a remez because just like Amalek believed in everything was Asher Karcha, everything was just, you know, Mikre, Suffolk. That's exactly what Haman did with the Goral. It's the same message, says Rav David Zal. Kavana Amuka Haisa Bazos. Sha'af Haman, Sha'omer Atal Yisrael, Holech Bedarki Amalek Sekeino. Kavana Sadar Jabalek, Haya Kofer Bakol, Inyan Ashkacha Pratis. Vahaya Omer Sha'akol Bemikre. Vakol Inyan Tiz Mitzrayim, Haya Rak Bemikre. Vikach Gam Ben Benoshal Amalek, Haman Arasha. Vesavur Shanitan Lim Noam Hashem Lasos Balam Kirtono. You can control. You can control. Haman believed in the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? He was happy when it landed in Adar. Right? And there was many other Chazals, but he thought that he could be in control. Sha'af Haman ha'yodeh ki Moshe Rabbeinu b'chirin nivroim v'yodeh ha'yaz gilui kvot shamayim ulumisas Moshe ba'adu yish mashmo shel mazel ra li Yisrael. So that's the message. Eis asher karahu. Mordechai is saying that this Haman is just like the earlier ancestor. This parshas ha'kesef asher Omar Haman. And he told her about the money that Haman's promised l'shkol al-ginzi ha'melech to give to the king by Yehudim la'abdam to kill the Jews. So why dafka that detail? Why did he mention the money? What do you mean the money? So says Rav Chaim Chinyavsky, in the time of the crop, don't think Esther that he could just bribe Achashverosh. He was already offered money and he didn't take it. So this is not about bribes. This is about he hates us. Right? He hates us. That's the message of the money. So the parak continues. This pashegeng sabadas asher nitam b'shusham lashmidam, and he shows her the letter. Nasanlo lahar. He gives tahasach to give to Esther. Laharos es Esther lahagidla ulitzavos aleha, and to command her ulavo la melech. You have to go to the king. You're our only chance. Leschanin lo ulavakish milafanav al ama. Please plead for your nation. She's going to have to reveal who she is now, which is something that obviously has tremendous danger to it. Vayavo Hasach Vayagid LaEsther is Divrei Mordechai. Hasach tells Esther all the Divrei Mordechai. Right? There's an issue here. Also, the Mefarshim talk about Esther saying, I'm putting myself into a Vade Sakana to save a Jew from a Suffolk Sakana, but Mordechai is telling her, you're in a Vade Sakana too. Vayotomer Esther LaHasach Vatezaviel Mordechai. Call Avdei HaMelech Va'am Medinos HaMelech. All the Avadim, everybody knows, Yodim, Al Asher Kol Ish Ve'isha, Asher Yavo Al HaMelech, El HaChatzar HaPnimis. Everyone who goes to the inner Chatzar, Asher Lo Yikare, that wasn't called, Achas Daso. There's one rule, Lohamis. There's one rule, Lohamis. Levada Asher Yosha Lo HaMelech Hashar V'Razov, unless the golden scepter is lift up, V'chaya. V'chaya, V'ani Lo Nekreis V'Lavo Al HaMelech, it's just Shloshim Yom, it's been a month. Maybe let's wait a little bit. The Mitzvah David says, Kimaz achas he's mina kadmon bein parsiim, the Persians. You get killed for anything. For what? Lo bilva mishilach lefanim shalo yikra. Elagam, kol asher yikra ve'la biyadai megulos. If you go with uncovered hands, sleeves, or mi yaiz panav la'bit pnei nashav, if you ever look at his wife, o yazel lobosh echen abushav apeluim, you wear one of his worn-out clothing, o yaktim latsud seid chai lefanav, you trap an animal in front of him. Whatever it is, all these things, death is very easy for the king to bring. So this is what's going to happen. Vayagidu l'Mordechai divrei Esther. And Mordechai was told divrei Esther. And again, there's a lot more underneath these words of Esther. Maybe she's saying, give it some time. Let me figure out a way. Vayomer Mordechai l'hashiv al Esther. And Mordechai says these famous psukim. Al tadami benafsheich lihimalek beis hamelech mikol hayehudim. Don't think you're going to be saved. Don't think you are not part of it. You are a Jew. And they do not, our enemies do not differentiate between a Jew in the palace and a Jew outside. A Jew is a Jew. Don't think you're not there. Rabbi Lam writes here, again, this is part of what he mentioned in the last parak, that the emuna, that the umos ha'olam can't reach such low levels. Queen Esther, apprised of the nefarious plans of Haman, probably considered them the ranting of a madman. He could not possibly really mean to do what he proclaimed he would. It was only when Mordechai spoke to her in words as strong, cold, cutting as steel, that she came to her senses. The democracies of the West similarly did not believe that Hitler meant to do what he announced in his Mein Kampf. They did not believe it. They were silent, and 18 million people were killed as a testimony to that silence. Maybe Esther didn't believe it. Mishra Zazov also points out, to see the context of this pasuk, Mordechai loved Esther. Maybe it was his wife, how much he took care of her from birth. And still he stands up to her and says, There's no way out. If you're machrish revach v'hatzala yamol yudim b'mokom acher, Hashem will figure out some other way to save the Jews. You're going to lose. You're going to be lost, you and your father's house. Let's stop there for a minute. Again, we don't have time to go through it, but I mentioned in Rabbi Foreman's amazing book on Sefer on Esther, the queen you thought you knew, on Hachrish Tachrishi. And where does that phrase come up? Very not often in Tanakh. Rabbi Foreman notes a number of parallels between the story of Esther and the story and the halachas of Hafaras Nadarim, of a husband at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. The husband has a right to be silent, to be meferit, make him it, and the Lashonos, right? Hachrish Tachrishi. That's, what did it say there? If the husband is hachrish, he's quiet. That's as if you're letting it go. Hachrish Tachrishi. Mordechai is telling Esther, you can't stand idly by and just let it happen. Hachrish Tachrishi. And there, he goes through, again, without reading the whole section. All his psukim are an allusion to this whole story. Isha hafeiram, Isha v'Hashem yislachla, Isha yikimenu, v'Isha yifirenu. Many times later on, we're going to have the lashon of Yakum appears many times, and Isha yifirenu, and maybe he says maybe that's where the name Purim comes from, as we're going to have a little bit later, not just for Apia Pur, but Purim, that she, Esther, was mefer, yafer, she got rid of the gzera in the special way that she and Mordechai was able to get rid of it. But it starts with here, hachrish tachrishi, if you're silent, like that husband who will let the nether go, revach vatzala, it's going to come from somewhere else. Umi yodea, and then maybe the most biting pasuk in the entire Megillah. Imla'ez kazos he got to Lamalchus. Who knows if it's this moment? For this moment, he got Lamalchus. We have to ask ourselves that often in life, right? And you have to act now. You have to act now. This moment. Rashi says, who knows if you're going to be the king in a year? The gzeira is supposed to be in 11 months. Who knows if you're going to be the king? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says in the time of the Torah, every day people might be dying out of anxiety. Every day this pikuach nefesh. Don't think you're going to take it, and you could delay. Rav Kook writes in the Olas Re'ia. Rav Kook writes in his Siddur in Le'ez Kazos he got to Lamalchus. Again, a well-known Rav Kook on the phrase that we say on Yom Kippur. Elokai ad shelo notzarti eini chadai. Before I was born, I didn't have a purpose. V'yachshav shelo notzarti ki lo notzarti. Every one of us was born. You know what our birthday is? It's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the world can't live another day, can't exist another day without us. So Lefneshan Otsarti, call Oso Azmana, Bilti Mugbal Sheme Olam Achan Otsarti. Before I was created, Vadai Lohaya Dover Baolam Shayat Sarachli, I was not needed. Hashem didn't need me in the days of Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rabbi Akiva. Ki if he needed me, I would have been born then. Ki im hayiti chaser b'shvileza tachlis v'ashlama hayiti notzar. V'kiva shlo notzarti ad Oso Azman, who os? Shlo ayisi chedai ad ozlihi bar os. V'lohaya bitzara ki im la'ez kazosh nevreti, this moment. Right now is exactly when I'm needed. And we say on Yom Kippur, I haven't fulfilled it. But that's this message. Esther, this is your moment. He got Lamalchus. So Esther says, okay. Leich Kenos. Gather all the Yehudim. Again, not just gather them, but many Mefarshim say this is going against Haman, that we were Mefuzah or Mefurad. No, gather. As kol Yehudim, and Imsum Beshushem. But sumu alive, al tohu atishtu, and don't eat, don't drink. Maybe this is a tshuva for the nana misudaso shalachashverosh. Shloshes yamim laila vayom, 3 days, day and night. The Ebenezer says, right, even though she's not going to look so beautiful at the end of those 3 days after fasting, but she has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what she has to do. That's what she has to do. Vani, and we're also going to fast. Ubechen abola melech. Ashalo kadas, and I'm going to go to the king. I'm going to go to the king without being called Ashalo kadas. What does that mean, Ashalo kadas? Rashi says, She'ain das likanes, Ashalo yikra. Number one, against the rules of the kingdom, Umanish chachamim, Ashalo kadas, against Jewish law. She'ad ata ba'ones, up until now, every time Achashverosh was with me, it was a rape. It was an ones, v'yachshah baratzon, and now I'm going baratzon. Now I'm going baratzon, and that's why the Gemara says, next pasuk, v'kasher avadati, avadati. Just like, Avadati, I was lost, right? Rashi, Hitchalti Lelech Libud Elech Vamus, Avatim Beis Abba, Oved Mimcha, I'm going to be lost from you, because Mordechai now, she's going to be an Eishes Isha Zinsa Baratzon, and therefore she is going to be Asura Labala. Again, huge discussion in the Achronim. This is an act of Ratzon in a situation of Ones, big discussion comparing her and Yal Eishes Chaver Arkeni with Sisra. Again, big discussion, not for Now, but Esther is ready to give of herself. Give of herself to save everyone. If you look in the back of the Sichas Musar, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a couple of Ma'amarim that he wrote in the bunkers during the Yom Kippur War. They're in the bunkers. So he writes there, again, a famous story. He writes, you know why we were saved? He says, when somebody is shoved their midos, when somebody like Esther here, she breaks herself in order to save Klal Yisrael. He says, we daven and we daven. You know what saved us? There was one aguna. There was one aguna that was a aguna for so many years. Her husband was terrible to her. Would never give her a get. And she stands up on a chair in the bomb shelter and says, Ribono Shel Olam, ani mocheles lo ba'ali shekvar shonim harbe shebarach v'nesharti aguna. Ani mocheles lo ka'ez es ha'bizoyin ha'godol shebizoti v'satzar ha'godol shoyeli kol hazman af ata avarachaman macholanu. The Amarti says, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, says Shviras Hamidos Shel Haguna Hitzilotanu. Yoser Mitfilasam Shel Bnei Yeshiva Umitzaka Shma Yisrael Vashem Olokim Mikol Bnei Yeshiva. Asher Davar Gadol Asu Avol Shviras Hamidos Shel Yachid Gadol Mizeh. Kmo Shel Amarti Miazmanes Esther LaHaman. We'll get to that, but that's the Shviras Hamidos that saved the day in this regard. What else can we talk about? Why? What does it mean? Al Tochlu Al Tishtu. Don't eat, don't drink. So again, number one, it might be as tshuva for the Nena Misudaso Shel Achashveros. Rav Devadzal points out, it says, fast, don't eat, don't drink. Tsumu alive, I'll talk about this. What's the double lashon? It's two ideas. There's a Yom Tainus, but even if you have to break your fast for a little bit, it doesn't mean that it's over like another fast day. Still, don't eat, don't drink. Two ideas. Or, Rav Chaim Gnadievsky says, fascinating. Al Tochlu Al Tishtu, it's a reference to Al Tochlu Matzah, the Al Tishtu, Dalet Kosos. Why? Because they took upon this fast. It was a 3-day fast. It was Yud Dalet, Tezvav, Tezayin. It was Pesach. They didn't have the Seder that year. Pikuach Nefesh. That's the next pasuk. Vayavar Mordechai. Mordechai was over. Either it means he passed over the information, but the Gemara has 2 days. Maybe he was over. He violated. He violated because he told all of Klal Yisrael not to eat Pesach, not to eat Matzah, not to eat Maror. And the Medrash says, Im Ein Yisrael, Ein Pesach. So obviously, you have to save oneself, and in that way, hopefully, Chalel Pesach Echad Kadesh Yishmar Psachos Psachim Harbe, as is said. Good. So Mordechai goes, tells everyone, and this is where we're up to. Chaim Shmulevitz also in an earlier piece, the end of Mamre Chaf, writes, how did Esther have this idea, not Mordechai? Right, Mordechai was the one sent her, and then she comes up with this idea because Esther accepted Achrayus. And the second that she accepted Achrayus, she's Nis'ale. Regesh Achrayus shall Klal Yisrael, Pa'am Bekirba shall Esther. Val Yado hi Nis'alta, v'nis'gadlo Yoser mikol hachachamim shebedora. Kamo sha'amr v'tilbash Esther Malchus, shalav sha'ruach ha'kodesh, v'lechein tzif sahi al adover. She was the one that came up with it. Interesting, the Mishnah Zav has a discussion, you know, did they do Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim that year? Psha'ish matzah u'mar munachem lefanecha. Is that just the sha'ah, or do you need the matzah and mar munachem lefanecha? Okay. Question what they did. But either way, the plot is thickening. As we know, Esther says, do this, and Beth Hashem, Hashem Yazor, as we have Perek Dalet of Megillas Esther.